USA Radio News.
U.S. allies are criticizing the Trump administration over its latest round of tariffs ahead of the G7 summit. Farmers are among the hardest being hit so far. Ron Heck is a soybean farmer in Iowa. He says things are going well right now, but the Chinese could change their buying habits.
But if they would shift their purchases in during their normal purchasing time from the U.S., which is starting in September, that could be a problem for us, and that's when we might feel the price impact.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
It has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
A new cancer study has great news for women with breast cancer. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The largest breast cancer treatment study ever conducted finds most women with the most common form of early stage breast cancer do not need to undergo chemotherapy. That brings tens of thousands from the negative side effects and cost of the drugs. Dr. Stephanie Burdick of Lenox Hill Hospital says many of these women have been recommended for such treatment.
By looking at their genes, they were able to give each patient a DNA fingerprint. So now we can compare those women to this database. And based on that, they are assigned a score. It was always the women in the middle that we worried about. Many of those women can really avoid chemotherapy altogether.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. And according to AAA, the price for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 2.5 cents a gallon. The average price people are paying these days for a regular gallon of gasoline is $2.95. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The man who allegedly shot and killed four people in Scottsdale, Arizona, including a high-profile psychiatrist, killed himself as SWAT teams swarmed his hotel this morning. Former D.C. homicide investigator Ted Williams explains the entire case.
What we do know is that on Friday, Dr. Stephen Pitts, a well-known forensic psychiatrist associated with the JonBenet Ramsey case, was engaged in an argument, and witnesses then heard gunshots. That was on Friday. We then learned on Saturday that two paralegals at a law firm there in the Scottsdale area were shot and killed. And then on Saturday, we had a fourth victim shot and killed. This was a person associated with mental health. Mm-hmm. What the law enforcement officers have been able to establish is that the Dr. Pitts shooting and the two paralegals are connected, I suspect, by ballistic testing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, we're seeing that 46% of San Francisco Bay Area residents surveyed say they want to move out of the area within the next few years. That number is up 34% from a few years back. The main reason people want to leave the area, cost of living. 45% said cost of living, while 27% said home prices are just too darn high. The survey conducted interviewed 1,000 people. For USA Radio News.